Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Anytime you guys come late and into the screen at the same time, you plotting against me.
No, dude. I was just putting up a...
I feel sketchy.
I was just putting up clips. Bro, swear.
So you're not going to tell him what you told me?
I didn't even talk to you this break, you rat bastard.
Sure, dude. No problem, huh?
Haven't you done enough damage to Leroy today already?
It's true.
He's also doing damage to us, by the way.
Now I know how Jimmy feels.
Wow. You guys say I don't play hard enough?
If everybody had just looked at the picture and not zoomed in, which I didn't even know was possible. And then he did basically, y'all looking at that. This what I'm looking at.
Honestly, I didn't even look at it when
you sent
the picture.
Man, let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory. Let the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I've been talking about Jimmy Butler all day here on the program. If you missed any of the show, you guys can get it on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or on our podcast hours, or you guys can scroll back on the Twitch or YouTube feed. We'll also put some clips up for you guys to digest later on, but you guys wanted to hear from Tyler. Marcos, you said you wanted to hear what Tyler had to say last night in the after the game. So, yeah, to set the scene, Heat lose, Spo talks, somebody asked him about it. I think it was Wes Goldberg from Lockdown about the Jimmy thing, and he goes, that's an easy storyline. Some other guys were asked about Jimmy, and he goes, nah, maybe we'll get the ball in his hands more.
But basically,
no selling it.
You understand that these are not questions you have with your supposedly star. There's never been a question since Jimmy has been here about getting the ball in his hands more. Never. And now all of a sudden, all these other situations present themselves, and you use that line?
Yep.
I'm not buying it, because I've never heard this with Jimmy. Never. Heard this with Jimmy's usage rate or Jimmy having the ball in his hands. When have you ever heard Spo say this in 6 years?
Yeah, it's a convenient thing to put out there, for sure. So Jimmy talks. He says his whole, I can't find my joy, probably can't find it here. So then Tyler... speaking to the media afterwards, and here was Boy Wonder in the locker room afterwards answering his deal with his very bright orange glasses.
Game itself, and defensively you have been so much better consistently, and then tonight happens. What changed tonight that all of a sudden the Pacers got out there with the assists, with the shooting percentage and everything?
I think just a lack of urgency, lack of focus, a bunch of things combined.
After the game, Jimmy said he feels that the way he's being cast and used on this team, he can't be his best self, and that he might not be able to find
his joy. He knows some BS. Here.
For someone in the locker room who's been with him for such a long ride now in your 6 years, what's your reaction when someone says something like that in a post-game interview?
I don't even know.
Surprised by that?
Not really.
What did you just say?
So I don't know. We all trying to find joy in it at the same time. So we'll see.
What do you think could change to get him more involved?
Never get a call back from JT again.
I'm not sure. I have no clue. I'm not the coach. We try to get him involved, I thought. We'll see.
Have you felt that in the locker room? The what he was talking about post game, lack of joy, not feeling like he wasn't involved in the offense?
I feel like the vibes are great. I don't know. Vibes are great to me. I'm about to enjoy my night.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
It's getting hot in here. I like that.
So,
wow.
But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell by the way the questions and the answers were going to go based on the first question.
Yep.
When he smiled and go, are you bleeping kidding me?
That was a slow smirk.
Right.
That was devious.
Hey. Yeah. D-Sizzle,
it doesn't said, help that there's a question mark on his chest.
Yeah. D-Sizzle said it perfectly. Tyler, like, thank God I'm not in those trade rumors. Right? See what it felt like, Jimmy? But Jimmy ain't in trade rumors.
I think he wants to be in trade rumors.
Right.
Keeps drumming up his own trade rumors.
But, like, I would say this. Jimmy is not going to put pressure on Pat Riley to do anything. But Pat Riley is going to look in this locker room and see how the guys are responding to it, and that's going to affect his decision. And it has to. It really does. Right? We've seen throughout sports, some of your star players, what do they say? It started to affect the way everybody else was playing. How you play a game where you score 100 points, Tyler shoot the ball 12 times?
Don't know.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, it was basically like you played a game, against a team that you really needed to beat. I mean, you're jockeying for position with them in the East. I think that was your third game, so you want to get the jump on them 2 out of 3. You know, and I mean, like, when have you heard that Indiana Pacers team? That team put the clamps on you? That team put it on? That team likes a track meet every single time. They don't like to stop anybody.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I don't know.
I just think it's – here's where this team is. This team is where normally when teams – let's be clear. Indiana got out to a hot start. They were making everything. That happens. But this team has been through that and have fight and clawed and fought to get back into it rather quickly. Right? Now you see that game last night. And it's like the soul got sucked out of them within the first 7 minutes of the game.
Yep.
And that never usually happens. So now you ask yourself why. Why? You could put it on some of the young players being in there and being a little green. Or you can just put it on the young players were in there because, like, yeah, they had no guidance.
Fernando says, issues in the locker room with Jimmy and Tyler. Man, I'd be surprised by that. I mean, those guys they've seemed pretty tight all year. It was just, a couple weeks ago, they were joking about who's 1A, who's 1B. Jimmy had said in his media that, you know, he wished he was at the melee so he would dive on the floor for Tyler. Even if he was on the bench, he'd get suspended, probably because he wanted to miss a game. But he'd get suspended for Tyler Hero. I don't think there's a rift. I don't amongst it's the players, weird. but it has gotten to this point with the front office where Jimmy kind of feels like this is his only lever left to play, and that's to dog it. And I don't know how that goes over with your players. You kind of heard Kevin Love in the background there. I don't know if he seemed to have a problem with it or not, but it kind of felt like he did.
Yeah, well, what was that
if
about?
If he did, they would have went over that? There. They would have went over there and asked him.
I don't know. It was frosty yesterday.
But here is the players don't have a problem with Jimmy. He's not. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that he's not affecting their play.
Here was Bam yesterday after the game, what he had to say.
Post game, and said he wants to find his joy, wants to get his joy back from playing basketball. And when he was asked if he can get that joy here, he said probably not. As the captain, as somebody who's in the room, obviously, just how much has this relationship deteriorated, or is this just a case of a couple bad nights back to back? I mean, is there something big here, or is it just a bad night all around?
I think it's a bad night all around. You lose the game. Obviously, he's frustrated. He feels like he's, you know, standing in the corner. So he's got a lot of things going on in this corner. For us, keep the main thing the main thing, like our coach always tells us. You know, we play to win, and that's what it's all about.
Bam, as a captain, when you hear a teammate saying he can't say whether he prefers to be here and then talks about that he might find his joy somewhere else, how do you as a team that are trying to play together, that are going to be here, that are pushing through all this, how do you as a locker room deal with someone like that when one of your leading men says he's not so sure he wants to be here?
How else are you going to do it? We go out there and play basketball still. You know, it's still our job. It's still what pays our family, take care of our family, take care of a lot of us. So, you know, we can't slow down. We have to figure out how to win games and push through.
Bam, I know this is more for the coaching staff to figure out, but how do you feel like you guys can get Jimmy more involved in the offense when he says he feels like his role changed within the offense this season?
I mean, it's going to take time. That's the one thing. It's all this going on because it's a glaring effort that we need to make as a team just to get him the ball. You know, I feel, like you said, it's a coaching thing, but you know, I feel like Spo figured that out.
Jimmy obviously just told us that he's not sure that he wants to be here long term, but is that the first time that you guys are hearing of that? Has he indicated or told you guys that he might not want to be here?
Yeah. I mean, you hear all the outside noise and we block it out as a team because at the end of the day, like I said, we still got to go out and play basketball and try to win games. So for us, we let Jimmy, Pat, Spo, we let them handle that situation. And for the rest of us, we still got to go out there and try to compete and win games.
Thank you, Bam.
Yep.
There you go. Bam Adebayo yesterday after the game.
It seems like soon as there's a follow-up that could add to a comment, you hear, thank you, Bam. Thank you, Tyler.
All right.
Yeah. So, but the thing that I hate about this, okay, this is a situation between Jimmy in the Heat, right? But it's affecting Bam, Tyler, Jaime, Kalel, K-Love,
Jovic.
All these up, Jovic, right? It's affecting these guys. At what point is the franchise or the organization gonna have to look at it that way? That
you gotta think,
hey,
that you
Pat, got you do got something, because otherwise we throwing the season away. And just look, we'll deal with the ramifications of it, but right now we need to be focusing on basketball.
Well, let's just say,
and not other stuff.
Let's say nothing happens today, right? Like, let's say there are no trades. There's a game tomorrow. Then what? Like, how does that locker room handle that?
What are they going to do with Jimmy?
What do they do? Yeah, exactly. Do they play him or do they say, because hey?
The Heat have never – here, think about this. Regardless of how disgruntled a player has been, it's never been to the point where he didn't play.
Well, Deion, James Johnson, Hassan.
Oh, okay, but they were ancillaries.
High-paid ancillaries.
Yeah, right. They weren't like the stars on your team.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, like, but how does the locker room handle it, right? Like, put all the Pat stuff aside, like, is there anything the guys in there can say to him that would get him to actually try to play basketball?
Instead of Jimmy's always been the one talking to them. Jimmy's was the one talking to Tyler through the trade rumors, right? So the shoe's on the other foot. I'm guessing.
But Tyler never went out there and cruised.
Right, I know.
But I'm asking about. Can anybody talk to him about, like, hey, whatever happens, happens. But, like, are you going to go try and actually play?
Which is his words. Which was his words to them.
Yeah, I know. But now I'm talking about microphones away. Forget about what he says in the press. Right. I'm talking about when the door shuts on the locker room before you're supposed to go out there and play the Jazz.
Who has that cachet? Bam.
I don't know. Kevin. Bam.
That's it. When you're leader, right?
I think Nico has to say it with tears in his eyes.
No. Dude, this ain't a Lifetime movie.
I think that's what has to happen.
Maybe Gogi. Gogi can come back. Make a speech.
Yo, you think Gogi walks in and like we gather around the locker room and he goes.
If I'm honest.
He goes.
Jimmy, you honestly think that Jimmy will fall for that?
I don't know.
Maybe.
No. It's not about falling for it, but it's like, okay.
I'm just saying.
Here's what but nobody in that locker room, let's just say, okay, Pat's like, we don't have a deal. There's nobody trading for you right now.
You know what this is? This is the equivalent to, you ever play, what's the game with the ball? Roulette?
Yes.
They spun the ball, right? The ball's coming to a stop. No more bets. That's where we are right now. We're in the fact that Jimmy is where he is, the Heat are where they are. There's nobody can put no more wagers or move their bets somewhere else. It is what it is right now. And everybody's just going to have to kind of deal with it. I think Spo is going to have to make a decision or have a conversation with Jimmy. I think if there's one person that could do it, it would be Spo. Right? But is Spo already saying something, right, by putting him in the corner?
I don't think it is a Spo thing, though. I feel like it has to be one of the guys in the locker room. Because I feel like Spo's probably had those talks. I feel like Spo's probably the one.
Who does he respect? Because so far,
Bam, maybe
as
Bam.
Long as Jimmy's been here, Jimmy's been on the other side of this.
I mean, that's what a captain.
Everybody else through it.
That's what a captain is supposed to do. He's supposed to put this in check.
This is Bam's opportunity to step up.